Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford.
The sun comes up a little south in the wintertime.
We're listening to Red June. The Asheville-based trio is heading to the Triad this week for a special outdoor CD release party and concert. The bluegrass, beer, and barbecue event is this Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Rinalda House Museum of American Art in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. Red June is John Cloyd Miller on guitar, mandolin, and vocals, Natalia Weinstein on fiddle and vocals, and my guest today, Winston-Salem native Will Strawn on guitar and vocals. Will played for years in the Emma Gibbs Band before moving to the mountains. Red June's new CD is Beauty Will Come, and the tune we're sampling right now is a hauntingly beautiful one from the album that Will composed. It's called Soul's Repair.
I'm in need of some relief.
First up, we get a chance to hear John singing, and man, what an emotional initial chorus there in the opening. What's he channeling there? I mean, it's just so raw.
He's channeling his bluegrass soul, and, you know, John's got a great story and connection to Merlefest. His grandfather, who's still alive and still fiddling, is 90 years old, and his grandfather played at the first Merlefest and was in one of Bill Monroe's bands back in the 40s and then went on to play with Flatt & Scruggs. John has had this music around him for a long time, and I think when he really gets fired up in that sort of bluesy bluegrass vein, and that one's like kicked up in the key of B, his voice just totally soars. It's extremely powerful. It's sort of deceptive because it can be really soft and plaintive, and you can find this very sweet side. But when he wants to, man, he can crush people.
Natalia, bittersweet it is. And this one, again, nice voices all the way around, and the blend is fantastic.
Yes, Natalia wrote this song. This was the very first song she'd ever written, and it came out really wonderfully on the record. I think the vocal blend of the harmonies is particularly good on this track, and it's the first time Natalia's ever sang lead on a record, so it was pretty exciting for her. And it's really one of our most popular songs, too, and it's one of my favorites. So it's nice to have the three different vocalists in the band, and having a female vocalist is a treasure, and especially one that has such a sweet voice and a great sense of pitch, and again, to have another songwriter in the band.
Showing us the way that things could be.
Emma Gibbs Band used to perform at Rinalda House, so it will be my first time, I believe, with Red June getting to do it, and our last show was this winter at the Fiddle and Bow Society, and we were thrilled to play a practice. I think it was one of their record crowds they'd ever had there. So it'll be fun to come back with the warm weather and play outside. We have a lot of friends and family in the Piedmont, so we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Well, that just does not sound like any fun at all, Will.
No, I know. Stay home.
Stay home by all means.
My heart lies open in November.
That was guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter Will Strawn. He, along with John Cloyd Miller and Natalia Weinstein, formed the band Red June. Their new album is titled Beauty Will Come. It'll be released this Thursday night at 6 o'clock right here in the Triad. And what a thing of beauty it is. The outdoor concert at Rinalda House is a real homecoming of sorts for Will, who was born in Winston and attended Wake Forest for a spell before pursuing his dream of music stardom. So come on out and give Red June a warm welcome and enjoy some cold beer, hot bluegrass, and barbecue with a nice sunset to cap things off. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.